This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Republicans predicted a national horror movie should President Donald Trump lose in November, offering dark warnings for the president's diehard base on the opening night of his scaled-down national convention on Monday, even as others tried to broaden Trump's political appeal. AP correspondent Tim McGuire reports.
One speech, a school teacher said conservative values are being attacked by labor unions. A small business owner talked of unwarranted pandemic shutdowns and riotous mobs. Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz outlined what he sees as a horror film, with Joe Biden as an extra and ordinary people trapped in a dark and dangerous world.
They'll disarm you, empty the prisons, lock you in your home, and invite MS-13 to live next door.
Earlier Monday, delegates in Charlotte, North Carolina, approved resolutions, including one labeling the Southern Poverty Law Center, which catalogs eight groups, as a radical organization. I'm Tim McGuire.
Democrats officially nominated former Vice President Joe Biden and his running mate, U.S. Senator Kamala Harris, last week during their national convention. The Kremlin on Tuesday rejected accusations of involvement in an alleged attack on Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny, who's in a coma in a German hospital a day after doctors said tests indicated that he was poisoned. The politician's allies say the Kremlin is behind the illness of its most prominent critic, with some demanding an investigation into whether Russian President Vladimir Putin was involved. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov told reporters on Tuesday that he saw no grounds for launching a criminal investigation into Navalny's condition. Navalny has become yet another in a number of Putin critics who've been mysteriously poisoned. This is VOA News. U.S. Postmaster General Louis DeJoy told lawmakers on Monday that he has warned allies of President Donald Trump that the president's repeated attacks on the legitimacy of mail-in ballots are not helpful, but denied that recent changes at the Postal Service are linked to the November elections. At times, the hearing became fairly contentious, as this exchange between Democratic Congressman Stephen Lynch and Mr. DeJoy.
Across the nation, and the history of the Postal Service for their the 250-year history of serving the American public.
And I'm very
I'm very proud to lead the organization. The rest of your accusations are actually
Will you put the high-speed machines back?
No, I will not.
DeJoy has come under increased criticism for his handling of the U.S. Postal Service in his first 70 days as the Postmaster General. The USPS has been marred by mail delays and reports of rapid mail sorting machines being removed from service. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo arrived in Sudan on Tuesday, the top U.S. official to visit the African country since last year's ouster of its autocratic leader Omar al-Bashir. Now, Mr. Pompeo's visit on Tuesday is meant to discuss the normalization of ties between Sudan and Israel and also show U.S. support for the country's fragile transition to democracy. Mr. Pompeo is also the first U.S. Secretary of State to visit the African country since 2005, when Condoleezza Rice visited. The Secretary of State arrived from Israel, and while he was still airborne, he tweeted, "Happy to announce that we are on the first official nonstop flight from Israel to Sudan." A group of athletes led by NBA star LeBron James will roll out a multi-million dollar program in the next few weeks to recruit poll workers in heavily black electoral districts for November's election. More than a vote, a group of prominent athletes fighting voter suppression will collaborate with the NAACP Legal Defense Fund on the program in a dozen states, including battlegrounds such as Georgia, Michigan, Florida, and Wisconsin, where disenfranchisement affects black voters. World record sprinter and eight-time Olympic gold medalist Usain Bolt has tested positive for the coronavirus and is self-isolating at his home in Jamaica after last week celebrating his 34th birthday with a big party that was mask-free. Jamaica's health ministry confirmed late on Monday that Bolt, who holds world records in the 100-meter and 200-meter distance, had tested positive. There are more than 811,000 deaths related to COVID-19 globally, while the U.S. has the highest number of deaths. Brazil is not far behind, with those two countries being the only ones over 100,000. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.